A preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers warm-up.
Welcome into Trappers warm-up here, Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. We're going to keep things pretty short here for this pregame. The game pushed back a couple of minutes. I think that baseball is probably not at the forefront of my mind or these players. A little bit earlier, about probably 20 or 30 minutes ago, there was a fan, a gentleman in the stands, that collapsed out of their wheelchair and received CPR and was wheeled out of the stadium and into an ambulance. And so we had some medical things here that happened that really scared and shocked all of us. I know that for a fact. So we're still going to go along with some baseball here. Everyone, the players, myself included, we need to dial it in, you know, and have some fun, as much fun as we can. But it's just one of those things. It's a reminder, you know, of how precious life can be. And so we'll take a quick pause here for the national anthem and come back for first pitch. But just again, you know, say prayers for the gentleman that we had for the medical incident earlier, and always cherish life. We'll be back here on River 92.7.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
We are back in here, Corbett Field, about set for first pitch between your Pier Trappers and the Soares Valley Saberdogs. You know, I really, really hate having to give those emotional things like I just had to a moment ago. All we can do is just say a prayer for the fan that was receiving medical attention here in the stadium before being wheeled out and taken out on an ambulance. You can dial things in here and try to get back to focused on the sport of baseball, starting about 10 minutes later than what we were originally scheduled to, just past 6:40 Central local time here in Minot, North Dakota. You know, one thing that probably would be the highlight of my intro had it not been other events that came up. The Saberdogs are taking things a little bit unconventional here today. They're not wearing the typical baseball pants. You know, they're wearing the baseball jerseys. They're wearing the red Saberdogs uniform for the top, but they're not wearing baseball pants. They are they're wearing jean shorts. Every single player, every single Saberdog, it is jorts day, and so they are all wearing cut-off jean shorts out here to play baseball rather than the baseball pants. I have never in my life seen anything like it. It's like something right out of the Savannah Bananas, you know, the team down there in Savannah, Georgia, who plays their banana ball, and it's weird. It's going to be really weird, but we'll see how things play out. The one wearing the jorts on the mound first is Joel Barker for the Saberdogs. He's making his first start here with the team, his first pitching appearance, the right-hander. And he will face off against Trappers starter and ace Caleb Hay, who asked time up there against the Pilots. A complete game, 15 strikeouts and one run. We'll talk more about him in just a little while when he takes the mound for the first time. But before that, the Trappers offense will get things started. It will first be Jackson Mix leading things off, followed by Hunter Brown, Tynan Shahidi, Will Hoke, Daniel Habb, Garrett Arnold, Logan McKeever, Eric Lindberg, and Preston Lau. We are ready for baseball here after a little bit of a delay before the game. And Jackson Mix, the left-hander playing second base today, strides in for the first pitch of the game. Joel Barker gets set, and the first pitch. And there is a first pitch strike taken on the outside part of the plate for the left-hander, Jackson Mix, utility player. Seen him play at second base, shortstop. At second base today, Barker gets set. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. One with an off speed there. Looked like a slider from the right-hander, Joel Barker. Jackson Mix started the season 0-4-7 at the plate, but then after coming back from his injury against the Raging Roosters, has been 5-for-13 since his return. The 0-2 with a changeup, and it missed just low. About 84 degrees here in Minot for first pitch. Wind slightly blowing in from center field, but not too much. Barker gets set in the 1-2. Hit on the ground to first. Fielded cleanly by Monroe, and he'll tag the base himself for the first out here of the game. 31% humidity here as well, and on this turf field. As you know, turf typically plays warmer than regular grass because of those black rubber pellets. So 84 degrees most likely feels more like 95 or 100 with the sun beating down on that turf. So after the ground out to first base to start out the game, it will be Hunter Brown now. The shortstop, he will call time before a pitch is thrown. So Jackson Mix and Hunter Brown leading things off 1-2, and they are making up that middle infield today for your Trappers. Trappers wearing the all-gray uniforms. Barker gets set in the first pitch, and that's taken for strike one. We've had back-to-back batters to start out the game taking first pitch strike, something that Coach Jamie Habiger said before the game that he wants to really try to cut down on. Barker looks in, and the 0-1, that's sliced foul out of play. We had a team meeting around 3 o'clock downstairs in the hotel before taking off and getting on a bus to head here to the stadium. And the main message of that meeting, you know, just be more aggressive at the plate, but also really focus on your approach. Have good at-bats, don't swing out of your shoes, stay composed, and don't watch too many strikes go by. The 0-2, that's it. On the ground to short, fielded on a hop, and the throw to first is in time for the second out. And you know what? Alex Crouch playing shortstop, he might have the shortest of the shorts of all of the jean shorts in the field. And so it's going to be so hard for me to take him or any of these Saberdogs seriously when they make a play when their shorts are skin tight and riding a little bit high there. It's also hard for me to take the catcher, Seth Delgado, seriously behind the plate wearing jean shorts. That would have to be so uncomfortable. I cannot even imagine. So now Tynan Shahidi for his first at-bat of the game after two groundouts to start it here. First pitch, and that one misses up and in. Shahidi joined the team just this past week, made his debut against the Pilots, and picked up hits in his first two at-bats off the bench. The 1-0 pitch, that's the fastball in there for a called strike. Shahidi had a base hit to left field in his first ever at-bat with the team, and then a bases-clearing 3-RBI triple to right center field in his second at-bat. So talk about a debut in the lineup today. The 1-1, and that one misses outside the count, 2-1. Shahidi playing center field today. It means that Maddox Mueller gets the night off here, at least in the starting lineup. Barker Looks in and a 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Snaps it in there on the inside. Went with that front door bender and snapped it in there for strike two. So the count now 2-2. Two away here in the top of the first inning. Shahidi can just stay alive here in the first. The 2-2 pitch lined into right field and snagged out of the air by Jake Barlow at second base. Just did not get over the head. Leapt up and with full extension able to snag that one on a line. So two ground outs and a line out on a nice defensive play from the shorts wearing Jake Barlow. We will take a quick pause and come back here. Nothing, our score. Bottom of the first on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Welcome back in here. Corbett Field, Ryan Breeden, your voice of the Trappers here, running a solo show for now. I might have a guest in a little while, and it would be the starter from last night, Casey Kasheva, to join me. I told him to come up whenever he feels like it, so we'll see if he does or not. Nothing, our score after one half inning of play. Luis Pelayo leading it off for the Saberdogs in the bottom of the first. First pitch from Caleb Hay misses outside for ball one. Caleb Hay, the team ace here for your Saberdogs, has the best ERA in the second pitch. That one just missed outside as well for ball two. But as I was saying, leads the team in ERA with a 3.65. And the 2-0, that missed outside as well. So all three of them have missed there towards that arm side of Caleb Hay. Maybe not coming across just as much, but it's early. The 3-0, and that one in there on the outside for a strike. So four fastballs, four of them. They are near on the outside, able to get one spotted in there. The 3-1, and that one's in there as well and fouled off to that left side out of play. So after those first three pitches, it looks like Caleb Hay has dialed things back in here. Of the seven wins for the Trappers, as the 3-2 misses high for ball four. Of the seven wins for the Trappers this year, Caleb Hay was the starting pitcher in three of the seven wins. The only Trapper starter to have a winning record on the mound, sitting at 3-2. He's thrown the most pitches. He's faced the most batters, pitched the most innings, recorded the most strikeouts by 20. So he's pretty much leading the way in every category for your Trappers on the mound. First pitch to Hunter Delanoy, and that one is fouled off. The count now 0-1. It's pretty much been a core start of the order that we've seen this entire year from the Saberdogs. Pelayo, Delanoy, and Newbert, 1-2-3 in the order for almost every game, and a pick over to first, nothing doing. And that does not change tonight. Ben Newbert, the right-handed power hitter, is on deck there in that three spot. Runner on first after the leadoff walk here in the bottom of the first. The 0-1 to Delanoy misses outside. The count 1-1. A lot of speed on first base with Luis Pelayo. Caleb Hay gets set the 1-1. Tries to bring it back down, but cannot, so it stays high. The count 2-1. So far for Caleb Hay, 6-2. 3 strikes. The 2-1. Now one is fouled off, so the count 2-2. Middle infield playing somewhat at double play depth. Hunter Brown is where he needs to be on that shortstop side of things, but Jackson Mix, the second baseman, shifted slightly to his left to counteract the left-handed batter, Hunter Delanoy. Caleb Hay gets set in the 2-2 pitch. That's fouled off once again. The count remains 2-2, and cue the Bee Gees right on cue. I think you guys can hear that. Hopefully, you can hear that crowd mic. Delanoy, the count 2-2 and the pitch, and it skips away from Garrett Arnold and allows for Pelayo to take second base easily. So the count now 3-2 after that one skipped away. One of the points of emphasis for the Trappers in that pregame meeting that I mentioned that took place at about 3 o'clock today, so about 4 hours ago now, one of the emphases as well was trying to counteract base runners went in the field, and then that one's hit right back to Caleb Hay, but they're going to say it was foul off of the plate, so he'll do 3-2 once again. So back to what I was saying about base runners, you know, saying that when opposing runners are on base, we need to do a better job of picking over, mixing up our looks, and making sure not as many free bags are taken, as well as, you know, sometimes the pitcher going to the slide step just to throw off timing, keep them uncomfortable on the bases, and then vice versa for the offense. Be more aggressive, get bigger secondary leads, look more competitive out there. The 3-2 pitch, and that is fouled off the foot of Delanoy. So we will do it again. This will be pitch number 9 of the at-bat to the Saberdogs' number 2 hitter in the lineup. From Wayne State, graduate student, as is the case for a lot of these Saberdogs, either grad students or graduating seniors. Whereas for the Trappers, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, only a couple of upperclassmen. Caleb Hay being one of those underclassmen. The 3-2 pitch, and that is fouled off once again. A battle here. Caleb Hay has already thrown 15 pitches, and he has faced just 2 batters and not recorded any outs yet. The Saberdogs staying alive, as the song would suggest. 3-2 pitch, and another foul ball. This is quite a battle that we've got going here. Hunter Delanoy rocking the jean shorts, has the jersey tucked in. The shorts to ride pretty high up there, as I mentioned. But he's battling. Pitch number 12 of the at-bat, and here it comes. And that is nubbed on the infield. Who will get there? Hunter Brown, the shortstop, is under it and makes the catch near the mound for the first out. And finally, Caleb Hay able to retire Hunter Delanoy after 12 pitches and 5 foul balls. And we are now ready to see Ben Neubert for the first time. Runner on second, one away. Caleb Hay. Infield shifted to their right. That one misses inside. Jackson Mix holding the runner on the bag at second. Hunter Brown shifted there pretty much perfectly between second and third, playing about a foot into that outfield grass. The 1-0 pitch, that one missed inside as well, up near the hands. So the count now 2-0. So far, Caleb Hay looks like he's just missing there towards that arm side. So outside to a lefty and inside to a righty. The count 2-0 in the pitch. Missed a little bit low. The count now 3-0. Needs to throw one across here. And the pitch. And that missed for ball four. So a four-pitch walk from Caleb Hay. Two walks here so far in the inning and a lot of pitches to get to where we are at. 20 pitches into his outing so far. Two runners aboard, both of them reaching on the walk. And now it will be Chris Monroe, first baseman, 6'5" for the Saberdogs. A lot of power. Hit his ninth home run of the season last night in the Saberdogs' 12-2 victory. First pitch, fastball, fouled off to the right side. So a good response from Caleb Hay, getting ahead in this count after falling behind in each of the first three batters that he faced. Able to get a first pitch strike in there. Monroe, the 0-1 pitch, another fastball, roped to the right side, slicing foul out of play. Would have been extra bases at minimum, but it hooked well foul, sliced it, just like me with a driver off the tee box. It's every time, I'm telling you. Caleb Hay gets set, the 0-2 pitch, and went with the off-speed, got him chasing the slider outside. So Chris Monroe goes down on strikes. Not really a surprise to see Chris Monroe waving and missing at that off-speed pitch. It is well documented and noted that his weakness is the off-speed. So you can get him chasing and flailing, just like Caleb Hay did in that righty-righty matchup. So now two away. It will be Jake Barlow who has a chance to drive in the first run of the game. First pitch with the off-speed, that slider again, and it missed outside. Count 1-0. Bottom of the first inning, two outs here. Just underway. Runners on first and second. The 1-0 pitch, and that's hit on the ground to short. Hunter Brown gets cut off by McKeever, who fields a third, and the throw is wide. So the throw to first gets away, but Will Hoke able to dive off of the base and keep it in front of him and at least prevent Luis Pelayo from scoring. But after the throwing error from the third baseman, Logan McKeever, the bases are now loaded. That will bring up the catcher, Seth Delgado. Let's hope that that error does not prove to be a costly one. Would have ended the inning, instead bases loaded, two away. First pitch, and there's that slider snapping across there for a strike. Good idea there on the first pitch. Start it at the hip of the Saberdogs catcher and bring it back across. And the 0-1 pitch. And another slider, a half-hearted swing and a miss from Delgado. The count now 0-2. Can go with about whatever you want to here, but of course want to be wary of the passed ball or wild pitch. The 0-2 went with the slider again, and it just missed inside. The count 0-2. Luis Pelayo, a lot of speed on third base, so anything that skips away, even just the slightest from Garrett Arnold, he probably would test the waters at home. The 1-2, good block there from Arnold on a fastball that missed low and outside. The count now 2-2. Two outs, bottom first, bases loaded. And the pitch. With a slider and ran it outside. So it is now 3-2. Gotta be a strike here. Nowhere to put Delgado. Ball four would mean the first run of the game scores on a bases loaded walk. What will Caleb Hay go with? The payoff pitch. Chopped to third, foul. They will do it again. High leverage situation here early on in the game. We know that every pitch will have some sort of action here. Runners in motion. Payoff pitch. Hit on the ground to short. Hunter Brown fields. He's got time to make the throw, and it is in time at first for the third out of the inning. So even after the throwing error from Logan McKeever, he gets picked up there from his shortstop, Hunter Brown, who fields it calmly and throws to third for the final out of, throws to first for the final out of the inning. And so for the second night in a row, the Saberdogs strand bases loaded in the first inning. Caleb Hay, a great job of staying poised, and even after that throwing error, getting out of the inning unscathed. So we will go to the top of the second. Nothing, our score through one here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back in here, Corbett Field. Nothing, our score through one inning of play here. Final game of this two-game road series between these teams before they turn it around and play a home game tomorrow night at 7:05. We back at home for the start of a seven-game homestand. Finally, back at home for a prolonged period of time. Will Hoke leading things off here in the second inning for the Trappers. First pitch of the inning, swung on and hit there down that left field line. Pelaya ranges into foul ground and makes the underhanded catch for the first out. Pelaya, typically a center fielder, but playing out there in left with the new addition of Eddie Martinez, the 6'5" outfielder out there in center field. So a lot of speed over there and left. Used it to track that one down. It was a long run. So a pop-up and foul ground for the first out of the inning. That now brings up Daniel Hab, DHing tonight. And it makes sense because his bat has been hot recently. Back-to-back three-hit games on June 12th and 16th. First pitch, missed inside, tried to run a slider front door, did not snap across though, ball one. Daniel Hab also with four multi-hit games, three of them coming in the last week and a half. 10 for his last 22 at the plate, the 1-0 pitch, missed outside, ball two. And so as a result of his recent hot streak at the plate, has the best batting average amongst eligible batters here on this Trappers team. 353. Barker gets set the 2-0 pitch. And that missed low for ball three. Probably a take all the way coming here from Daniel Hab, but you never know. They were talking about the need for aggression, but it needs to be smart aggression. Barker taking his time and the 3-0. And there's a fastball right down the middle for strike one. And even still here, hitter's friendly count, 3-1. You can be a little bit selective. Try and do some damage if it is in your wheelhouse. The 3-1 pitch, he cranks that to deep left field, hit well off the bat, but the wind kills it and pushes it deep into foul ground, and it is caught by Pelayo in the dirt near the fence. You know, it's one of those at-bats and one of those swings where I think that you're okay with that. It was a 3-1 and got a fastball he could handle and hit it well out to left field. But as I mentioned, that wind blowing 10 to 15 miles an hour straight in from center field. And so what that also means is on fly balls to left field, it will kind of push them towards that foul line. And that's exactly what happened with that one. Hung up there, and Pelayo used the speed again to make the catch in foul ground. So two away here, top of the second, Garrett Arnold, the catcher. First pitch swing in line to left field and snagged by the shortstop. So that will be the third out of the inning. Alex Crouch made the play there. It hung up just a little bit and did not drop. So three well-hit balls, I guess you could say, especially the last two. The Trappers go down in order, though. 1-2-3 and nothing doing in the top of the second. Caleb Hay will stride back out there for the bottom of the second. Nothing our score on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the drgnews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the drgnews.com app.
Back in here to Corbett Field, nothing our score. Caleb Hay back out for his second inning here. And luckily enough, last night I found my legal ID sheet, so I can do them now, not just off the top of my head. Driven here by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Trust your captain, but keep your seatbelts securely fastened. It was kind of fun, though, you know, trying to recite those off the top of my head, testing my memory. I feel like I have a pretty good memory, though. I remember the littlest details and bring them up to my friends on random days or whoever, and there's like, how do you remember that? I don't know. Just the way things work. But names, terrible. Horrible with names. I'll meet someone for the first time, and the first pitch sliced foul by Eddie Martinez. I'll meet somebody for the first time, and you could ask me what their name is 2 minutes after I met them, and a lot of the times I would have no idea. 0-1, and with slider missed inside, count 1-1. And I also found out Eddie Martinez's height yesterday, and it was exactly what I said it was, 6'5". 1-1, crank to third, foul. Count 1-2. I said 6'5", and I would also like to state here on the record, CJ Cumbo, my first guest last night, was very wrong when he said 6'3". No shot. Eddie Martinez is 6'3", so I'll have to tell him that after the game. 1-2 pitch. Off speed, missed, low and outside. Count now 2-2. So the 2-2 pitch here from Caleb Hay. Missed up and inside. The count now 3-2. It was the first time that I had seen Eddie Martinez last night. Heard that he was a new addition to the team. Went 1-for-2 last night and scored 3 runs. And he will take base safely for ball 4. On a fastball and it just missed. So a leadoff walk for the second inning in a row here from Caleb Hay. And I mentioned how dominant he was in his last start, that 4-1 victory against the Pilots. He walked just 2 batters in that entire game, and already so far here in just a little bit over 1 inning as the first pitch misses high there. to Jesus Rojas. In just over an inning pitched, Caleb Hay already at 3 walks. So he has surpassed his walk total from the entirety of 9 innings pitched here in just the first couple of batters. That one is fouled off. Could hear that one ricochet off the metal beams in the front of the grandstand. The count 1-1. Jesus Rojas playing third base. His first time in the lineup. The 1-1. Roped to right field. That will get down for a base hit and maybe more. Lindbergh chases it into the corner. Takes a bad beat on it. Martinez is going to score easily from first base. And they've got Rojas rounding second, heading to third. The throw not in time. And a stand-up triple. So welcome to the team, Jesus Rojas. First at-bat here of this game. An RBI triple down the right field line. And as I mentioned, Eric Lindbergh in right, you know, a bit of a bad read on it. Skipped between his legs and rolled to the wall. That allowed for Martinez in that big frame and those long strides to score easily. And also allowed for Rojas to advance to third. First pitch now to Alex Crouch, fouled off. So after that triple, Sabredogs lead it 1-0 here. You've got probably the offensive MVP from last night's game, Alex Crouch, 0-1 pitch, fouled straight back. And if there's no netting there, that one might have came up and greeted me right where I'm at. In last night's game, Alex Crouch, 4-for-5 at the plate. And the 0-2 pitch missed up and outside. So of the 12 runs that the Sabredogs scored last night, Crouch was responsible for driving in 3 and scoring 2 of his own. The 1-2, and it's rung up for strike 3 on the inside. So last night's performance doesn't matter here. Alex Crouch goes down looking for the first out here of the bottom of the second. So after that strikeout looking, lineup will roll back over to Luis Pelayo. First pitch, hit on the ground and through the left side for a base hit. Pelayo drives in that second run of the game. Jesus Rojas scores from third. And so it is now 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. Pelayo was first pitch swinging. Got something that he wanted, a fastball outside, was waiting for it. He kind of picked up on that tendency there of Caleb Hay early on in this game, missing outside to the lefties. Got exactly that and just flicked the hands and grounded it through the left side. So Hunter Delanoy, first pitch, up and in, ball one. Luis Pelayo having some words with his college teammate over there at first base. Will Hoke and Luis Pelayo both going to the School of Science and Arts in Oklahoma. The 1-0 pitch, nubbed foul. Back to the left side, out of play. The count now 1-1. One out here. Bottom of the second, Sabredogs have scored 2 in the inning. A triple that drove in the first run and then a base hit from Luis Pelayo that drove in the second. The 1-1 pitch, chopped straight back, foul for strike 2. Caleb Hay digging in, looking for that second out here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch, fouled off once again. Delanoy staying alive. He grounded out in his first at-bat. Looking to change his fortunes here. And the pitch, hit on the ground and down the line for extra bases once again. It could be another run, and with Luis Pelayo's speed, it definitely will be another run, and it will also be another triple. Hunter Delanoy this time. Pelayo scores from first, and an easy triple. It is now 3-0. It's a nice swing from Delanoy right down the right field line. Just squeezed it fair past that first base bag. Now it is Ben Neubert. First pitch, fastball inside, called strike one. Sabre Dogs offense was held scoreless in that first inning after bases loaded and one out. Now it missed inside, 1-1. But doing some damage here in the second. Three hits in the inning, two triples, and a single. You know, one with a slider, and it is fouled off straight back. Count now 1-2. And the pitch. Hit to right field off the end of the bat, but it will get down for a base hit. That will drive in another run. The fourth hit of the inning for the Sabre Dogs. It is 4-0. So now here it is, Chris Monroe. Infield severely shifted to their right. Hugging the line over there at third, Logan McKeever. First pitch, off speed, taking strike one. Jackson Mix, the second baseman, playing straight up with the second base bag. Ben Neubert on first. The 0-1 with an off speed again, like a changeup that missed low and outside, and a good stop there from Garrett Arnold. Would be very surprised to see any type of fastball in the zone from Caleb Hay. The 1-1 pitch with an off speed again, and it's sliced foul. Count 1-2. Monroe, a team leading 9 home runs. It's the most by 4. The man on deck, Jake Barlow, has 5, making him second. There's a fastball outside that missed well outside. So the count now 2-2. Still just one away here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch, off speed, cranked, foul, off the fence. On that left side, it was a slider, and Monroe was way out in front. Monroe, second in program history when he was at Illinois Springfield in home runs with 30 of them and 142 RBI. He was a 2-time all-conference selection there, but transferred to Central Michigan. 2-2, off speed, slider, ooh, and it just missed inside. That front door slider that we have seen Caleb Hay really like to throw. Now you need to be careful, but also attack in a 3-2 count. Payoff pitch coming and hit well out to left center field. Will anyone get there? No, they will not. It will bounce off the warning track and settle down for extra bases. Neubert rounding third, and he will take a big round and head back towards third, and the throw gets away from McKeever, and it is out of play. So that will allow for Neubert to score on the errant throw in, and Monroe advances to third. So that will go down as a double with a run scoring on an error. So that RBI will not go to Chris Monroe. Instead, it will go down as a run scoring on the air. It was an off-speed pitch to Monroe, a slider that came back across the middle of the plate and was able to turn on it and use his pure strength to power that into deep left center. And now we'll have a quick mound visit between Caleb Hay and his catcher Garrett Arnold. 5 runs have scored here in the bottom of the second. 2 triples, a double, and 2 singles. Pretty much to all parts of the yard as well. two of them down the right field line, one of them to deep left center field that we just saw, and then two singles there to shallow left and shallow right. Using all parts of the yard, now Jake Barlow. First pitch, chops it foul on the ground to the left side. Barlow 0 for 1 in this game. Already 5 hits on the night for the Saberdogs. The 0-1 pitch, fastball hit into foul ground on the right side. Will Hoke on the run and runs out of room. The ball drops on top of that big netting section that is pretty much above the entire concourse on the right side of the stadium. Never really seen anything like that before. Count 0-2, Caleb Hay, and the pitch. Hit on the ground is short. A run will score. Hunter Brown Fields throws the first in time. So it'll go down as an RBI ground out off the bat of Jake Barlow. And that makes it 6-0. The bottom of the second inning.
Number 17, Seth Delgado.
So no runners aboard here. But the damage has already been done in this inning. And it will bring up Seth Delgado. First pitch, swinging, fouled off for strike one. Delgado 0 for 1 in this game. Wearing the dark-colored jean shorts. A one slider snaps it in for strike two. You got some light, like, whitewashed jean shorts that we have seen from some of these Saberdogs, but not from Delgado. 0-2 in the air on the infield. Will Hoke, the first baseman, ranges near the line and is under it and makes the catch on his knee for the third out of the inning. Caleb Hay walks slowly off the mound. He's typically the first person to beat himself up. But you know what? Don't think he really needs to beat himself up here. You know, he was making good pitches. The slider looks like it is settled in as well. The fastball, a lot more command. The Saberdogs just hit it well there in that inning in the bottom of the second. Three extra base hits in total and 5 hits on the inning to score those 6 runs. So through 2 innings, 6-0 our score. Trappers need to get the bats rolling here for the top of the third on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
We are back in here, Corbett Field, Minot, North Dakota. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. Trappers trailing 6-0 here against the Soares Valley Saberdogs. First batter of the inning will be Logan McKeever, the third baseman. We have seen him in the field. We have also seen him on the mound. Actually started a game against these Saberdogs this past weekend. Didn't do too bad either. Trappers just lost 6-1 in that game. So the first pitch here at the top of the third misses high, way upstairs from Joel Barker. McKeever looks in, and the 1-0 pitch. And a swing and a miss, one with the change of speeds there. Got McKeever out in front of that one. No guests here on the broadcast with me for now. hoping for one here soon. The 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground to second. Barlow fields on two hops, but it gets away and still has time, though, to make the throw to first in time ahead of the sliding Logan McKeever. Not often that you see somebody slide into first, but you know what? You've got to love the hustle, the effort, very Bryce Harper-esque. You know he definitely has some turf burn on that left elbow now. Even checking it himself. It was hit hard enough that it bounced off the heel of the glove from Jake Barlow, but still was able to stick with it barehanded and throw it over to first in time. Now we've got Eric Lindbergh, the international kid. First pitch, swinging and fouled it off the handle of the bat. Lindbergh, as we mentioned, from Canada. Talked to him last night on the broadcast and traveled around the world from, gone to Germany, Switzerland, all over the place. The 0-1 pitch and a fastball right down Broadway taken for strike two. Lindbergh currently playing college ball in California. He's down on the count 0-2 though here. The right-handed hitter out in right field today. Barker, the 0-2 pitch, and got him chasing the high fastball for strike three. Lindbergh was waiting on a fastball, and he got it, but was just high. Now we've got Preston Lau making a start here for the first time in a while. First pitch with two away here in the top of the third. Trav squares a bunt and just fouls it straight back. Lau trying to reach base any way he can, and now that means I think that we'll have third baseman coming up a little bit closer. Jesus Rojas. We'll see if he comes up there on that grass area now. It's all grass, I guess, because it's turf, but you know what I mean. Going to stay at the same depth that he is at. So the count 0-1. And the pitch. Fastball on the inside part of the plate called strike two. Trappers looking to avoid going down in order for the third time in as many innings. Still no base runners in the game. No hits. Preston Lyle looking to change that, but down the count 0-2. And the pitch. Off speed. Got him swinging and just fouling that off. Just barely staying alive. Preston Lau had a two-hit ball game in his last start against the Pilots on June 19th. Went 2-for-4 in that game with two singles. In the lineup, batting ninth. Down the count 0-2, and the pitch missed high. The count 1-2. And for Preston Lau as well, in his first ever start, when he joined the team on June 1st, reached base safely in all six plate appearances. And the 1-2 pitch. And on the ground to third on one bounce, Rojas has it. And the throw to first is a bit high, but Monroe able to field it and get the tag down up off the dome of Preston Lau. So an errant throw, but Chris Monroe picks him up on the throw. And that will retire the side. So the Trappers go 9 up, 9 down in the first 3 innings. Caleb Hay will come back out looking to bounce back after the 6-run inning in the bottom of the second. Saber Dogs leading it 6-0 against your Trappers here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Six to nothing our score here. Sabre Dogs leading it over your Trappers through 2.5 innings of play. Jort's day for the Sabre Dogs. Subbing out the baseball pants for the cutoff jean shorts. Never seen anything like this in my life, but you know what? Try to have some fun and mix things up. I'm a fan of it, you know? First pitch of the inning from Caleb Hay. Line to right field. That will get down for extra bases down that right field line. Once again, we'll see how far Martinez tries to push this. He is going third, and that is the third triple of the game for the Sabre Dogs in just two and a little bit more than that innings. And all three of the triples have been right down the right field line. At some point, you'd have to think, maybe try and shift Eric Lindberg playing closer to the line. So after the triple from Eddie Martinez, Jesus Rojas will stride in. He tripled in his last at-bat. First pitch, fastball taken for strike one. So triples from Rojas, Delanoy, and Martinez. And then a double from Monroe. A one pitch. Hit on the ground up the middle. And that will get past the sliding attempt from Hunter Brown. And that will be an RBI base hit. Martinez takes off the helmet while sliding his way there. Gliding into home and stepping on the bag easily. So it is now 7-0. Alex Crouch, the number 9 hitter. About to bat for the second time. 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch. Missed upstairs, up and outside. Crouch playing shortstop. Typically see him at third. Throws it righty and swings it lefty. 1-0 pitch. Hits that high in the air into shallow center field. Shahidi is under it and makes the play for the first out of the inning. Typically see a lot of speed in the outfield for the Trappers. Maddox Mueller typically plays center field, but he is out of this game today. Not for any injury-related reasons, just for some rest. Switching up the lineup a little bit. First pitch to Pelayo, and that is through the right side for a base hit, his second hit of the game, and he has reached base safely in all three plate appearances. The eighth hit of the night for the Sabre Dogs in just 2 1/3 innings. Now Hunter Delanoy tripled in his last at-bat and drove in a run. So at this point now, all but three batters in the Sabre Dogs lineup have a hit. And all but two have reached base safely. First pitch to Delanoy. First pitch swinging and fouled off to the left side near the picnic tables, out of play. Decent amount of kids in the ballpark today. Sitting down in the picnic tables on that left field and the right field side. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball taken at the knees for strike two. One out here. Bottom of the third. Saberdogs leading it 7-0. The right-hander Caleb Hay looking to do whatever he can here to keep this game where it is at. The 0-2. Chopped, high chop to Hunter Brown, who fields it on a bounce, throw to first, and in time for the second out. Hunter Brown, elite with the glove, and that was a challenging play. Took a big bounce on the infield on that turf, had to wait for it to come down, still was able to grab it and throw out Delanoy at first for the second out. Runners now on second and third. That will bring up Ben Neubert. He is at 1-for-1, and they're going to call a balk on Caleb Hay. So a run does score anyway. Rojas cruises in. Pelayo moves up to third. And now the first pitch to Neubert bounced it. I think they're just going to say that Caleb Hay didn't fully come set before starting to deliver home. And that is one of those things as well that, you know, they look for. And hits the inside for strike one. The count now 1-1. And the pitch fouled to the right side. The count now 1-2. 8-0 our score. 6 runs in the second and 2 runs here in the third. The 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground to third and just foul. McKeever fielded it and threw it to first anyway, but to no avail. Pelayo on third. Neubert. A lot of power at the plate. 3 home runs this year. 1-2. Off speed. Looked like a changeup. The judge missed the outside. Tried to drop it in there. Did not get the call. The 2-2 pitch missed inside for ball three. Chris Monroe on deck. The 2-2 pitch. The 3-2 pitch, actually, rather, is that one's fouled off. Sometimes the scoreboard here at Corbett Field takes a moment to update, takes a pitch or two before it shows up there, and so sometimes I take it for granted. Count 3-2 after the foul ball in the payoff pitch. Hit to the right side, a tough play for Lindbergh on the run, and it will drop for a base hit, and another run will score. Was not hit well off the bat of Neubert. Hit it off the end of the barrel. It's a bit late, but still was able to get it to fall there between Will Hoke, the first baseman, and Eric Lindbergh, the right fielder. Just unlucky. It's really all you can say about that one. So it is now at 9-0. Runner on first. Chris Monroe, first pitch swinging, had a slider and not even close. The count 0-1. Caleb Hay, the 0-1 pitch. And that one missed low. The count 1-1. It's tough, you know, as a team when you feel like something. You maybe not be playing the best as it is, and then you also don't have the baseball gods on your side. Feels like that has been the case a lot of times when these two teams have met. The 1-1 fastball missed outside ball two. Just unlucky. Obviously, the Saberdogs have been hitting the ball really well. Just been hitting it to spots where there's nobody there. And that one missed for ball three. 3 triples in the game. All of them squeeze just fair down the right field line. And you have that one off the end of the bat from Ben Neubert. Just finding the green grass. Count 3-1 in the pitch. Fastball fouled off straight back for strike two. And Coach Jamie Habiger talks about controlling the controllable. That's probably his biggest motto to the team. And so you do what you can with situations that you can control. And that's one of those things where it's hard because you don't really feel like you can control where it goes. The 3-2 pitch missed up and outside for ball four. So that is a walk there with two away. Chris Monroe takes his base. And now runners on first and second for Jake Barlow. Barlow 0-for-2. Had an RBI in the game, though, on an RBI ground out to short. First pitch. Hit out to right field. Lindbergh on the move, ranging towards the line. In foul ground, and it goes into the bullpen out of play. Count 0-1. Lindbergh has really been on the move a lot here in this game in right field. Sabre Dawgs have been peppering the ball to right field pretty much the entirety of these last two innings. Only two of the team's nine hits for the Sabre Dawgs have been on hits to left field. Tells you pretty much everything you need to know. Count 0-1. And the pitch. Hit right back to Caleb Hay on a bounce, but it goes over his head. Hunter Brown on the move, and there is no play, but they might have him at home. And the throw is in time. So there was no play at first after it took a slow bounce over the head of Caleb Hay, but Hunter Brown, a good job of seeing it and throwing it home to get Ben Neubert, who just kind of carelessly rounded third and headed towards the plate. That will retire the side, but not before the Sabre Dawgs score three runs here in the third inning. Nice heads-up play from Hunter Brown to get that final out at the plate. A 9-0 our score. We go to the fourth inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
Back to the top of the order for the Trappers here in the top of the fourth. 9-0 our score. Sabre Dawgs leading it over the Trappers here at Corbett Field. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. Running a solo show for, I would guess, probably the rest of the game. I invited Casey Kosheva to come up here if he would like to. Told him it was up to him. We'll see if he surprises me or not. If not, all cool as well. Jackson Mix is the leadoff man for the Trappers. 0-for-1 in the game. Comes into this game, though, with a four-game hit streak. First pitch. Hit up the middle and off the end of the bat and caught on a line from Jake Barlow. Looked like it might land there in shallow center field, but just hung up a bit too long. And Jake Barlow ranged in deep into that hole up the middle and caught it. For a second, it looked like Jackson Mix might extend his hit streak to five, but not that time. Now Hunter Brown, a shortstop. California kid goes to Modesto Community College. First pitch from Barker, and that's a called strike down at the knees. Hunter Brown, 4 for his last 34 at the plate. You know, probably should be a bit more than that. Been robbed of some hits on several occasions. he will call time. To mix things up, Joel Barker taking his sweet time there, getting set on the mound. But as I was saying, Hunter Brown, probably one of the more unlucky hitters on the team, just always seems to find exactly where the fielders are at. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, 12-6, a lot of downward movement, and it's down the outside for strike two. So the count 0-2 to the Trappers shortstop. One out here, top of the fourth, 9-0 the score. Saber Dogs leading it over your Trappers. Barker, the 0-2, and swing and a miss. Went with the off-speed and buried it under the bat of Hunter Brown. So that is a strikeout. Just the second strikeout of the Trappers lineup. So one time through the order, you know, nobody with a hit, but they've been putting the ball in play and being competitive. And now Tynan Shahidi with two away here. And the first pitch hit up the middle, and that will get down for a base hit, and that will roll into left center field, and it will be extra bases for Tynan Shahidi. The throw to second, not in time, and Shahidi slides in safely. So there you go, the Trappers in the hit column, that much at the least. A nice swing from Shahidi drove it into left center field and cruised in with a two-out double. So since joining the team, Shahidi has been efficient on the offensive end. That his second extra base hit since joining the team just last week. Now Will Hoke, the runner in scoring position. First pitch swing and changeup on top of it though for strike one. Will Hoke leads the team in hits, at-bats, plate appearances. He's in the lineup more than anybody else on a daily basis. And now Will Hoke will step off. Joel Barker really taking things slow between pitches on the mound. Gets set. Long check on the runner at second and the pitch outside. Count 1-1. So sometimes you have to wonder, you know, when you have a pitcher up there like Joel Barker who really goes slow, can that make a hitter impatient? Does that make you more antsy to swing with it taking longer? I guess that would be a good question for someone up here that plays the game. Of course, I do not play anymore. 1-1. Fastball misses. Miss low. So the count 2-1. Runner on second. Two outs. Top of the fourth. Barker. And the pitch. That's hit into shallow left field. Looks like Pelayo will range in and make the catch easily for the third out. A two-out double for Tynan Shahidi, but he gets stranded at second base. So it is still 9-0 our score. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go in! Fight! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome back in here. Corbett Field, Trappers trailing it 9-0, going to the bottom of the fourth, and we have a new pitcher for the Trappers. It will be Maddox Mueller. We have seen him pitch one time before. That means that Caleb Hayes' day is over in 3 innings, 10 hits, 9 runs, 8 of them earned, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. 92 pitches as well in 3 innings of play. So Caleb Hayes really had to work for every out that he was able to record. And Maddox Mueller, in his one inning pitched on this entire season, 3 hits, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, and a 27 ERA. You know, it's only one inning of play, so it's hard to really make ERA matter when someone has such a small sample size. First batter that he will face, Seth Delgado. First pitch, it's left field and down for a base hit. First pitch swinging. Fastball inside and lined it there through the hole on the left side. Sabredogs seeing it well. Have their approach. Being patient but also aggressive. Something that Coach Jamie Habiger talked about with the team today, saying that needs to be a better, consistent approach for the team. And Delgado takes off, and he'll have him in a rundown, and he is out at first. Delgado, that was very strange. Looked like he was trying to take off early, but then didn't commit. And so he was just left out to dry, and Coach Kieran of the Sabredogs is not pleased with that. Took a walk out of that third base coach's box, walked towards the dirt, and just took off his hat. Not happy with that base running blunder from Seth Delgado, and I'm sure he will get an earful after this inning is over. So now one away, and that one missed inside to Eddie Martinez. Martinez, the 1-0 pitch, roped to left field. That'll get down for extra bases. He will cruise into second easily, and that is a double. Hit that one well, 2 hits in the inning. And if Delgado doesn't get picked off there at first, you know, maybe he scores. But it was a heads-up play from Maddox Mueller, knowing he could pick back to first and get that one out at least. But Eddie Martinez has been lights out in this game. 2-for-2 with a triple and a double. 2 runs scored. And a walk. First pitch now here to Eddie Rojas, or Jesus Rojas actually. And that's called strike one. Rojas 2-for-2 in this game already himself with a triple and a base hit, and that one bounced for ball one. So now at this point, all but one of the Sabredogs has recorded a hit so far tonight. The only one who hasn't is the man on deck, Alex Crouch. He had a 4-hit game last night. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, jammed him on the swing. So the count 1-2, 1 out, bottom of the fourth, runner on second. Maddox Mueller, the pitch, missed low. The count now 2-2. After this game is over, the team will get back on a bus and head back for Pierre for the beginning of a seven-game homestand. 2-2. The curveball, and it missed low for ball three. A much-needed seven-game homestand for your Trappers. They will face all three of the other teams in this league during that homestand. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the first strikeout on the mound this year for Maddox Mueller. And the big one there. Now a chance to put up a scoreless frame in the bottom of the fourth. He will have to get through Alex Crouch before he does that. Senior at Missouri Western. Two-time All-Conference. First pitch, fastball, strike one on the outside. So tomorrow the Trappers will face these Saberdogs in one game at Hyde Stadium. And then after that will be a three-game series against both the Pilots and the Roosters. A one chopped back to Mueller, who fields it on a bounce and throws the first in time. So Mueller puts up a scoreless frame in the bottom of the fourth. My friend John Hunt, when he was on the broadcast, made jokes relating Maddox Mueller to Ferris Bueller. I'm not going to do that because I'm not classy enough for that. But he came in out of the pen and pitched a scoreless frame. That much I know. So we go to the fifth. 9-0 our score. Saberdogs leading it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
We have a new pitcher for the Saberdogs here for the top of the fifth inning. Your Trappers trailing 9-0 here on the road in Minot, North Dakota. New pitcher is the right-hander Tyler Elliott. And you know, I'm going to use a term that I just learned this actually last night when I heard a little bit of insight from Tom Holliday, who is coaching currently in the Cape Cod League right now. I heard him use a term called piggybacking. And that's typically when you have two starters for a game. You know, you can't start two guys in the first inning. So what you do is you designate your two guys who are for sure going to pitch in the game and have them go one after the other. So rather than saying that somebody came in out of the bullpen, you know, it's kind of like also what the Tampa Bay Rays do. Kevin Cash there has a bit of his unorthodox pitching management. And this is kind of what that is as well. You know, when I looked at the starting lineup earlier, a couple of hours ago before the game, there was two names written down. They are in that starting pitcher spot. It was Joel Barker first and then Tyler Elliott right underneath him. First pitch to Daniel Habb misses low and outside. So I think this is one of those situations where, you know, it's not a starter and then a bullpen guy. It's two starters, one of them piggybacking off of the other. The more you know. The 1-0 pitch, fastball missed outside. Daniel Habb. He is 0 for 1. 0 for 2 in this game, actually. No, 0 for 1. Sorry. This is his second at-bat in the game. And that missed inside. So the count 3-0. Here to the Trappers' designated hitter, Daniel Habb from Georgia. And the 3-0. There's a fastball right down Broadway. Count 3-1 Danny was in a 3-1 count his last time up there. He got a pitch he liked and drove it deep to left field, but it just carried into foul ground. It was caught. We'll see what he does here on the 3-1. Gets one he likes as well and hits it out to center field, but caught by Martinez for the first out. Gave it a pretty good ride, just like he did in his first at-bat, but shot it right to the center fielder, Martinez. So now one away, and it will be Garrett Arnold. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX-FM Pier. Doesn't matter how far, just belt up. First pitch to Garrett Arnold, a fastball taken for strike one. Tyler Elliott on the mound, the big righty. A one pitch off speed that runs in for strike two. Caught him a little bit off guard there. Buckled the knees maybe a little bit. Needs to shorten up and protect here in 0-2. And the pitch fouled straight back. Here in the top of the fifth, 9-0 our score, SaberDogs leading it over your Trappers. And the pitch fouled off once again. The count remains 0-2. The drum roll playing over the speakers. Tyler Elliott looking for his first strikeout and fouled straight back again. So Arnold battling. Arnold just seems to be a better hitter with two strikes, at least just staying alive. He really shortens up and is quick back to ball. Something that Coach highlighted in his pregame talk today, you know, talking about Garrett's two-strike discipline. The 0-2 hit on the ground is short. Fielded, and the throw is in time for the second out of the inning. So you saw it there, you know, Arnold grounded out, but he was down in the count 0-2 before fouling off three straight pitches and then putting a ball in play. It's one of those that will probably go down as a quality at-bat. And I actually am able to see how many quality at-bats each player has had. Garrett Arnold with 20 of them on the year. The fanciest thing about advanced stats. Now will be Logan McKeever, who takes a first pitch breaking ball for strike one. Team leader in quality at-bats is Will Hoke. Not a surprise. Leads the team in most other offensive categories. That's fouled off straight back, so McKeever down in the count 0-2. Trappers looking to avoid going down in order for the fourth time in five innings. Elliott gets set, the 0-2, and hit on the ground to second. Fielded cleanly by Barlow, and the throw is in time to first. So that will retire the side. The Trappers go 1-2-3. So we will take a quick break and come back here for the bottom of the fifth, and we'll have a new pitcher against the Saber Dogs. And come back here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back in here, Corbett Field. Your Trappers trailing 9-0. So it looks like I got baited there just before we went into the break. I thought we were going to have a new pitcher. Instead, it was just Connor Bendek sprinting out of the bullpen to come and replace Logan McKeever at third. Making me look stupid again, but you know what? What's new, I guess? So Maddox Mueller is on the mound again for his second inning. Takes some time there. A double clutch windup, and Pelayo pops it up in the infield. Actually, will drift out to center field and caught out there by Tynan Shahidi. That was kind of clever. Maddox Mueller mixing up his windup. Bit of a double clutch, double leg kick. Definitely threw off the timing of Luis Pelayo, who got way under that one and popped it up. So first pitch flyout. Now Hunter Delanoy. Mueller does it again, taking his time with the release, and the first pitch misses low. Oh, you know, I love that. When you get position players on the mound, you never know what you're going to get. Goes with a slide step there and misses. The count 2-0. Mixing up his release, changing the timing. The 2-0 pitch misses outside, ball three. One of our more entertaining outings of the year was Noah McCreary starting a game here against the SaberDogs a couple of weeks ago. And that one misses for ball four, so a four-pitch walk. The first pitch that McCreary threw was thrown about 50 feet up the backstop, and it was intentional, something that was planned before the game. And then you got Maddox Mueller here now, who's changing up his windup. Will not be able to do that now with a runner on base. Now Ben Newbert. First pitch, hit to right field, slicing towards the line. That will get down in for extra bases. Lindbergh could not get there. Delanoy cruises into third easily. So there are runners on at second and third after the one-out double. Ben Newbert having himself quite a day. Now 3-for-3. Now Chris Monroe. Monroe 1-for-2, a walk and a run scored, as well as a strikeout. A couple of guys warming up in that Trappers bullpen. Have to see what they go with. Can't see the numbers. First pitch to Monroe in there for strike one. Oh, one of them is Trevor Seagraves, number one, warming up in the pen. Mueller, the 0-1, double clutches and fires it in there, and it's hit off the end of the barrel into center field and caught on the run by Shahidi. The runner tags from third and heads home, and Delanoy in there easily. So a sacrifice fly RBI from Chris Monroe, and that pushes it to 10-0. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, two away now. Now it will be Jake Barlow. Barlow is 1-for-3 with an RBI. It was an RBI ground out. He has a runner on second. First pitch misses behind him. Barlow just shakes his head and we'll step back in there. Mueller gets set, and the 1-0. Bounced it. Count now 2-0. Ten nothing our score, and the pitch. Roped is short and caught by Hunter Brown. A rocket off the bat. Hunter Brown didn't even have to move. So that will retire the side. But the SaberDogs put up one more run here in the fifth inning. So not really a bad outing for Maddox Mueller at all. out of the pen. Two innings, three hits, one earned run, and a strikeout. So you know what? It's all you can ask for from a position player out of the pen. 10-0 our score. We go to the sixth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Ten to nothing our score. Saberdogs leading it over your Pier Trappers here on the road at Corbett Field. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. Heather Williams, my producer, back in the studio. Eric Lindberg will lead it off, facing Tyler Elliott on the mound. First pitch, off speed, misses. So the count 1-0. You know, over this last commercial break, I was just thinking about what the post-game meal will be, because it was pizza yesterday, of course. And there's a fastball that runs in there for a called strike one to count 1-1. You know, just as I was talking yesterday about not wanting to eat pizza again for a long time, the post-game meal, of course, was pizza. 1-1, swing and a miss. Big hack, but could not catch up to the fastball, so count 1-2. I think I heard today that the post-game meal will be pulled pork sandwiches of some sort. 1-2 and a non-competitive swing there. With the off-speed, the curveball, and got Lindberg swinging, so that is strike three for the first out here in the top of the sixth. Still just one hit for the Trappers. They picked up 5 hits in last night's game, but just one of them came after the third inning. So just 2 hits for the Trappers offense in the last 7 innings of play, and that one misses outside. The count 1-0 to Preston Lau. Lau 0-1. And the 1-0 pitch, nubbed out to right field. Delanoy is under it and makes the catch for out number 2. And, you know, surprisingly enough for the Trappers, as much as the offense has not been able to reach base, register many hits, they've only struck out 3 times. So they've been putting the ball in play, which hasn't been, you know, hasn't been squared up. Been a lot of ground balls, fly balls into the outfield. Now Jackson Mix, first pitch, taking upstairs for ball 1. Jackson Mix nearly recorded a hit up the middle in his last at-bat, but it was caught instead by Jake Barlow, the second baseman. The 1-0 pitch. And there's an off-speed backdoor. Comes back across for strike 1. And the 1-1 pitch from Tyler Elliott. Fastball taken for strike 2. Still kind of in disbelief at the fact that the Saberdogs are wearing jean shorts up there. The 1-2 and taken for strike 3. A fastball on the outside part of the plate. So the Trappers once again go down in order. We will go to the bottom of the sixth. 10-0 the score. Saberdogs leading it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Ten to nothing our score here. Saberdogs leading it, heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. Maddox Mueller is back out there for his third inning out of the bullpen. Been pretty good in his first two innings. Only given up just one run, three hits, and a strikeout. Really leaning on the art of deception. Mixing up his release points to face Seth Delgado. First pitch goes sidearm, and it's popped up foul onto the roof of the grandstand. You know what I just noticed? Delgado is catching tonight. And he is, of course, not wearing pants. There's an off-speed pitch that check swing down, not in time. So the count, 1-1. And so before the game even started, I was thinking that it was probably super uncomfortable. That one misses inside for ball two. For the catcher Delgado to be wearing cut-off jean shorts while having on all the catcher's gear. You know, those straps all rubbing up against the inside of his knee. And now he's got some athletic tape wrapped around that knee on that just below the bend. And so you wonder if maybe it's because he's not wearing any pants and those straps are just rubbing up against the skin. The count is 2-2 after a foul ball. Delgado 1-for-3. And the pitch, sidearm, missed low. Count 3-2. Gotta love the deception from Maddox Mueller. Payoff pitch. That's hit in the air out to left field. Preston Lau is under it. And drifting to his left makes the catch for the first out. At first, it looked like maybe he could not see it in the sun, but eventually he found it.
Eddie Martinez.
Now we've got Eddie Martinez, who has been fantastic in this game. A triple and a double. Two runs scored. First pitch, off speed, take it for strike one. Nice looking slider, curveball, whatever you want to call it there from Maddox Mueller. Maybe he doesn't even know what it is. The 0-1 taking his time and double clutching and fires one, but it misses low. Count 1-1. Trappers will have three more outs to try and put up at least one run. Breaking ball. Check swing did not go around. We count 2-1 now. Bottom of the sixth inning, Trappers down at 10-0. In danger of going down on the run rule for the second night in a row. Sidearm missed up and in for ball three. And the pitch from Maddox Mueller. And there's a called strike two. So the count is now full to the Saberdogs center fielder, Eddie Martinez. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three with a curveball. Snapped it there. And the 6-5 Martinez could not lay off of it. So the second strikeout for Maddox Mueller. And now they are two away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It will be Jesus Rojas. Rojas is 2-for-3 with a triple and a base hit. 2 RBI and 2 runs scored. First pitch swinging line to left field. Preston Lau is there and makes the catch. So would you look at that? Maddox Mueller, 3 innings on the mound. Position player, typically a center fielder. He has given up just 1 run on 3 hits and strikeout 2 Saber Dogs. Something that Coach Jamie might say, you know what, we might need to have you pitch a little bit more often, Mr. Mueller. We'll go to the 7th inning. Trappers have 3 outs to try and scratch a run across the board to keep this game going. We'll pause and come back for that here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Hunter Brown striding in for the Trappers here in the top of the 7th inning. Trappers 3 outs away from potentially being 10-run ruled here in the 7th. First pitch chopped foul from Hunter Brown. 10-0 the score. Saberdogs leading it over your Trappers. Just 1 hit for the Trappers. And that came from Tynan Shahidi on a double to left center field. Contrast that with 13 hits for the Saberdogs. And that missed high, the count 1-1. And after the conclusion of this game, the team will eat the post-game meal, get back on the bus, and head for the 5.5-hour trip back to Pier. 1-1 in there on the inside for strike 2. Count now 1-2. And so tomorrow we'll start a 7-game homestand over the course of 7 days. 1-2 fouled straight back. First up, it will be these Saberdogs tomorrow for 1 game at home. And then it will be 3 games against the Red River Pilots and then 3 games against the Ragin' Roosters of North Iowa. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike 3. Hunter Brown goes down swinging. Now 1 away here in the 7th. That will bring up Tynan Shahidi, responsible for that only hit in the hit column for the Trappers. So during the homestand for the Trappers, there will be a lot of promos the team will run. Tomorrow night, DRG night, /salute to service night. First pitch breaking ball drops in for a called strike 1 to Tynan Shahidi. So we'll have that jersey auction tomorrow night to raise money as the 1 fastball misses. Raise money for charity for the Gary Sinise Foundation for Veterans. And then we will also have that Denver Air round trip for 2 giveaway. The 0-1 curveball in there, taken for strike 2. Went back to it 2 pitches in a row and got takes each time from Shahidi, who will now step out, call time, and refocus up here. Down to the count 0-2. The 0-2 pitch, fastball fouled off to the right side. So he will do 1-2 once again. Tyler Elliott looking to close this thing out in 7 innings for the Saberdogs. And then also Friday night, to get back to that homestand, Friday night will be fireworks night. The second one of the year for the Trappers. The 1-2 pitch lined up the middle for a base hit. So Shahidi with the only two hits of the game for the Trappers. He's looked good. Got down in the count, but battled back and got a fastball that he liked and just lined it up the middle. So pretty much the lone bright spot for the offense in this game, Tynan Shahidi. And now a runner on first with one away, and that will bring up Will Hoke. He is 0 for his last 10 at the plate. Shahidi a big secondary lead, and that one misses outside. We haven't had many base runners for the Trappers, so I haven't really been able to talk about it much, but that was one of the keys of emphasis today as well. Coach Jamie is saying the guys need to be more aggressive on the bases, get larger secondary leads, put more pressure on the pitcher as that one's hit to second. It could be two. Monroe to first for one. Back to first, and it is off the bag. Would have been two to end it, but the throw got away, and Will Hoke beat it out at first. So I'm sure they'll probably classify that as an error, but it doesn't really matter anyway. It goes down as a fielder's choice, ground out, you know, whatever you want to call that. Either way, the Trappers now down to their final out, needing to score at least one run to keep this game going here in the top of the seventh. Daniel Habb will be the last hope for your Trappers. Down 10 to nothing. Trappers lost 12-2 last night, despite getting out to an early 2-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Saberdogs offense then came in quickly and retook the lead and slammed the door. That one misses for ball one. Daniel Habb, the designated hitter. Count 1-0 and the pitch missed inside near the knee. That right knee of Daniel goes to Gordon State, transferred from Kennesaw State. Been one of the best hitters on this Trappers offense as of late. Been kept off the board today to 2-0. There's a strike on the inside. Saw a little subtle toe tap there from Habb saying maybe I think with that one missed right about here. Nice and subtle. Thought maybe it was a little bit inside, but the 2-1. Nubbed foul. Count 2-2. Now the Daniel Habb and the Trappers down to their final strike here. Tyler Elliott about to throw his 39th pitch. And the 2-2 popped up on the infield. Jake Barlow, the second baseman, is there. And he drops it. He took it for granted and it bounced right off the heel. So this game will keep going. Everyone in the park thought that that was out number three. The game was over. I think Jake Barlow himself even thought that as well, but just botched it. And it bounced right out of the glove. And so we'll keep going here. Still 10 to nothing. Two outs. Top of the seventh. Runners on first and second. That, without a doubt, is an error on Jake Barlow. We'll see if the Trappers can capitalize and try to keep this game rolling along here. Garrett Arnold, first pitch, swinging. Fastball, big swing and a miss. Just to count 0-1. And Elliott will call quick time, say a couple of words to Seth Delgado, his catcher. First time the Trappers have had two runners on base at any point here in this game. Will Hoke on second, Daniel Habb on first. The catcher, Garrett Arnold. The 0-1 pitch, check swing, but does not matter. It's called strike two anyway. And so the Trappers again down to their final strike here at Corbett Field. Elliott looks in. Garrett Arnold The 0-2 pitch popped up on the infield again. Barlow under it again. And this time makes the catch. So pretty much a repeat of what just happened the batter before. This time Barlow gets his redemption to make the catch for the final out. So the Trappers lose it in run rule fashion here. 10-0 the score. Trappers out hit 13-2. Each team with an error. Trappers will go and meet out in left field. And after their meeting, I will have Coach Jamie Habier come up here for a post-game meeting. But before that, we'll take a quick break, and I'll come back here with a few thoughts on the Trapper Rap post-game. Final score, 10-0. Saber Dogs win it against your Trappers. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Peer Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Garen Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Peer Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Rap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp. With Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here, the Trapper Rap post-game show. Ryan Breeden here. Trappers fall 10-0 in seven innings, a 10-run rule loss for your Trappers. The Trappers fall to 7-17 on the year, whereas the Saber Dogs improve to 22-1, kind of running away with things here in the Expedition League, up 12.5 games on second place Red River. Your Trappers sitting in last place here in the league. The Trappers have really faced the Saber Dogs a lot. You know, of the 24 games the team has played, 9 of them have come against these Saber Dogs. So, you know, just not really been a kind beginning of the year, especially between these two teams. The Saber Dogs really been pouring it on. You know, of the 9 games between these teams, 6 of the 9 have been run rule victories for the Saber Dogs. This most recent one, a 10-0 victory tonight. You know, it was really only 2 big-time bright spots for the Trappers in this game. On offense, it was Tynan Shahidi, who went 2-for-3, a double and a base hit, and he was responsible for the only 2 hits of the night for the Trappers. And then on the pitching side of things, Maddox Mueller, position player, typically an outfielder, he came out of the bullpen today in relief of Trappers ace Caleb Hay, who kind of got rocked a little bit in this game. 3 innings, 10 hits, 9 runs, 8 of them earned, and 2 strikeouts. Maddox Mueller came in, pitched the final 3 innings, and gave up just 1 run on 3 hits and striking out 2. Only walked 1 batter as well. Only threw 36 pitches in 3 innings, so he was efficient. He was deceptive. He was consistent and had some good stuff, too. The fastball and the curveball. So one of the two real bright spots for the team, and I would assume that after tonight's outing, we'll see Maddox Mueller a little bit more here on the mound going forward. So the Trappers will turn things around and play tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch against these Sabre Dogs. This time back in Pier at Hyde Stadium. Trappers now, after tonight's loss as a team, the batting average down to .224. But that's not really the most alarming stat. That probably would be the strikeout totals on the year, .223. 102 more strikeouts than they have walks as a team. Coach Jamie Habiger really talked about the approach, the discipline needing to be better, and they're breaking it down out there in left field now and heading back. So we will talk to Coach Jamie about, you know, his thoughts about the team's approach, today's game, what he thought of Maddox Mueller, stuff like that, and things going forward. Here, after a quick break, I'll come back with Coach Habiger on the voice of the Trappers here on the Trapper at postgame, River 92.7.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
Oahe Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
The DRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It's the best, best of the best of the best. The best athletes in the world playing the game of football.
And Pierce Brandon Cruz will get to see them each week this season as a new National Football League official. One more visit with Brandon Cruz on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at the DRG News app and drgnews.com. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Got some inner Sandman to get us back in here. I've got Coach Jamie Habiger next to me, head bobbing there, coming back in. 10-0 the score. Thanks, Coach, for joining me. I guess first, before we talk about baseball, we had that medical stuff happen before the game with that older gentleman having to be wheelchaired out of here, having to be wheeled out of here on the stretcher. Just before we get to baseball, how hard was it to refocus with that happening so early before the game?
Yeah, I think that affected a couple guys. You know, probably the first time they've seen something like that. And
it was scary.
It was. And, you know, we're a bunch of young guys, so I think it affected us a little bit more than we even realized.
Yep. So prayers up, obviously, to that man and his family as well, hoping that they were able to resuscitate him and bring him back. And so now back to baseball, I guess. You know, 10-0 the score today. Tynan Shahidi was really the only bright spot for the offense with his two hits. So I guess first, what did you think of Tynan?
Yeah, I mean, Tynan, you know what? He looks middle every time, and that was great. We needed that. We hit the ball pretty hard the first few innings. It's just right at him. So I think we barreled up maybe 8 of the 9 first at bat. So that's a plus. Against a good hitting team like this, we've got to – those balls have to fall.
Mm-hmm. And so before the game with that pregame meeting that we had with the team, you really talked about having a good approach at the plate and being disciplined. Did you feel like you guys were disciplined and had a good approach tonight?
I did. Yeah, actually, I thought the guys did really well at the plate tonight. Like I said, we hit the ball right at them. The second guy, you know, he threw pretty hard.
Put a lot of balls in play, just 6 strikeouts.
Exactly, yeah. Put the ball in play, and you know, one hopper's on this field's a lot different than playing at Hyde. So we got another game tomorrow night against these guys at Hyde. We're going to bring it home to the Trapper fans and put on a different show tomorrow night.
And Caleb Hay got rocked a little bit there early on, but, you know, Maddox Mueller came out of the pen, was a little bit funky with it, used some deception, and was pretty good, you know, 3 innings, 3 hits. 1 run and 2 strikeouts. Might have to use Maddox a little bit more going forward, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's a sign for our pitchers that a position player comes in and do that, you know, then our guys should probably come in and not think so much, throw strikes and not think about the batter so much. It's a good hitting team, you know. We jammed them on the hands and they went opposite field, and we just have to make those extra plays to shut them down and not allow them those extra bases, and it'll be a different ball game.
Yep, so you think that on the pitching side of things, especially against these Saber Dogs, that a lot of it, maybe some of the guys who are typically pitchers, you think some of it could be a bit of a mental roadblock, thinking a little bit too much, trying too hard to do certain things, whereas you have someone like Maddox who comes in and just decides to throw and mix it up and is successful?
Yeah, I think that's what happened with Caleb tonight. I think he just got a little mental, walked a couple to start the game. I think he had 2 walks right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And he's a grinder. He's a bulldog on the mound still, and he just gets angry. I think he got in his head a little bit and missed a couple pitches. And, you know, if you miss a pitch against this team, it's either going out or going off the wall somewhere.
Yep, exactly right. All right, Coach, we will talk to you tomorrow back at Hyde for the pregame and go from there. So safe travels tonight. Obviously, I'll be with you. So safe travels, I guess, to all
appreciate
of us. But we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep, thanks. Go Trap.
So that was Trappers coach Jamie Habiger, and that will wrap things up here on the Trapper Wrap post-game show. Final score, 10-0. Saber Dogs win it over your Trappers. So that will do it here. We'll go down and eat some food. I'm about 99% sure that it is not pizza today, and that makes me very, very excited. Please, no more pizza. So I'll sign off for tonight, Ryan Breeden, saying good night, and I will see you guys tomorrow night.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us, and stay with us all season long on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.